Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Mayor-elect for the City of Jamestown, Dwayne Heinrich, joining us. And Dwayne, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Warren.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking time and sitting down with us. Excited to talk about you and to talk about your goals as mayor for the next 4 years of Jamestown. So let's get right into it, Dwayne. You know, people may know you from the community with your business and everything, but what was the decision to run for mayor? Where did that come from, and why did you decide to run?
Well, first of all, I think I would like to start out and just acknowledge all the voters that took part in the election and the other candidates that were in the election.
Yeah.
It is obviously necessary to have more than one person running in order to have a campaign and a competition. And I think we can all be proud of the people that were in the election, the candidates. And I'm certainly thankful to everyone that voted, and particularly to those that voted for me. I think quite a few people around town, you know, I may have run into over the years. I moved to Jamestown 40 years ago this year. I operated a business that I started here in Jamestown in 1980. I still go to work pretty much every day. And that business is an independent adjustment company, and we did expand over the years to four offices across the state: Minot, Devil's Lake, Bismarck, and here in Jamestown. And in the business that I have worked in all of these years, pretty much what I do have done is talk to people. And to investigate situations for insurance companies. And so one of the things that I bring to any job that I take on is that I do know how to ask questions. I find that very helpful. Some people may find it uncomfortable to be asked questions, but part of that too is that when you're asking questions, and this is true in our regular daily conversations and discussions in groups or in city government or other politics, is people can really tell if you're by the tone of your voice when you're asking questions, and it's always much better if you can stick to an inquisitive tone rather than an accusatory tone when you're asking questions. As far as the last week or 10 days here since the election, the first few days after the election, I kind of just stayed away from visiting with city staff or other council members. To let things just settle a little bit. But the fact is that next Tuesday on the 26th, the new council takes over, and there's a number of appointments that have to be made, quite a few appointments.
Right.
So I have been visiting with the other council members and city staff, and that list of appointments is pretty well put together. That's the first point of business that needs to be taken care of, and that will be addressed Tuesday evening.
Excellent. So Tuesday evening, I believe 4 o'clock at the City Hall, will be the assembly of the new committee or of the new council, with you taking over as mayor and David Steele taking the open commission or councilor spot. So I think another thing to look at here with this, Dwayne, is, you know, how has it been looking into the position now that you'll be taking over after Katie Anderson has served for 8 years? Is that kind of an uphill battle for you, or what are some of the first things you think you need to do as soon as you become mayor of Jamestown?
Well, the first thing, of course, is do the appointments.
Right.
But I think we need to consider that we have, I think, some able city staff. And I have visited with all the city council members, and I certainly have confidence in them. The first thing that we need to do is to establish the city budget. This used to be where we had to have a preliminary budget by the 1st of September.
Right.
I guess it was by legislative direction that this was changed to August 1st. Or, excuse me, the first council meeting in August.
Right.
You know,
right.
Okay. which doesn't give a lot of time when a new council takes over basically on the 1st of July to have a budget right. put together in right. in a month's time. So that's going to be the really the first thing that the council is going to have to work on is getting that budget ready,
right.
Preliminary budget ready for the August City Council meeting.
Just really hitting the ground running as soon as you get in there, so... Right.
Well, yeah, it's I would certainly, you know, we have to play with the cards that are dealt to right. us. But I certainly would question the wisdom of having that short of a deadline.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a month is a lot exactly. Not a lot for that much.
Sure.
Again, Duane Heinrich, mayor elect for the city of Jamestown, joining us right now. And let's talk about it. Another big question, Mr. Heinrich. Biggest issue for Jamestown. Obviously, you saw a need to run for the mayor of Jamestown with your conversations, like you said. What's something that you think the city of Jamestown faces and you'd like to address moving forward in the position for the next 4 years?
Well, certainly Jamestown is not dissimilar from a lot of cities our size, where we have jobs that are not filled. We do not have local population to fill those jobs. Mm-hmm. So how do you attract people to come to Jamestown to fill those jobs? And that's a big question. And I think when we go down that path, we have to keep in mind the fact that this is not a problem unique to Jamestown. And I think the fact that we have a very nice community, and I think that people need to recognize that. The jobs are here, and it's not a matter of jobs here not paying a decent wage or whatever. Is how do we attract the people to here?
And keep them here, right?
And keep them here.
Right.
And I think, too, one of the things I've noticed over the years is that when somebody moves to a new location, and I've moved to a few times before I moved to Jamestown, and then I just got stuck here, you know. And I don't mean that would be probably the
right.
wrong choice of words, but...
but you like it here. That's
yeah,
what kept
exactly.
you. That's the thing.
But
yeah.
people tend to... you need to be here for a few years in any community that you move to. And, you know, there's the... if I have time for a very quick story.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah.
About the person that came into the barbershop and mentioned that they had just moved to town and they were wondering what kind of town it was and what the people are like.
Yeah.
And the barbers, of course, know everything. You know that, right? And the barber asked him what the town was like where he came from. And the guy said, well, they were really happy to get out of that town because the people were not friendly. They were cliquish and on with a diatribe of how bad the people were in the town where they came from. And the barber told him, well, I guess I have bad news for you because you're going to find that the people here are the same as the people in the town you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't too many days later, someone else came in the barber shop and they had also moved to town. New to town and was asking the barbershop what he thought of what kind of town it was and what the people were like. And the barber asked the same thing. Well, what were the people like where the town where you came from? And the guy said that they just absolutely hated to leave the town where they came from, that everyone was, the people there were just wonderful. They were friendly, helpful, and just broke their hearts to have to leave. But the job that he had required that they move to the new town. And so the barber said, well, I have good news for you. You're going to find that the people here are just like the people in the town that you moved from.
I see what he did there, though, right?
Yeah.
You didn't want the negativity. Yeah. You didn't want the individual who thought negative of his community to be in that community.
Yeah. Well, basically,
it's how you look at it.
Basically, the kind of the moral of the story is, too, you know, that, and certainly that doesn't solve our problem, but if you are negative on your, you know, there are people that are just negative and there are people that are positive. And
right.
you need to look for the positive things in everything that we do. And there are certainly a lot of positives in Jamestown, and we need to let people know about those positives, and we need to talk about that, and even in our daily conversations, not that we have to ignore anything that needs to be fixed or changed, but it's okay once in a while to talk about the positives that are in town, and there are an immense number of positives.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Dwayne Heinrich, again, mayor-elect for the city of Jamestown. Dwayne, is there anything else you want to mention as far as serving as mayor or about the election or anything else like that?
Well, I think, you know, we do have a few issues to deal with as far as some priorities, and one of the things that we need to look at is a number of the street projects that we do in town. We get a share of the gas taxes and some other type of taxes from them that are funneled to us through the state. We need to look at some of those projects so that those taxes that are available to us, that we can use those properly and to the best benefit of Jamestown. And there are a couple of things that I do want to look at a little bit. And one of them is on the short term is to see if there is some kind of a solution, and we'll have to visit with our contract city engineer to see if there's a way to waterproof that Fourth Avenue underpass, if that's something that's feasible. You know, I think even if we are able to find an alternate overpass underpass, I think we should look at that, and that's one of the things. But there are just many other issues that we will deal with, and I think on that subject, we really need to try to get some input from people. And rather, unfortunately, sometimes, doesn't mean they're bad people, but sometimes the same people show up at the meetings all the time and we don't get fresh ideas from other people in the community.
So we definitely like community members that maybe have not come and spoke out or brought forth issues to the council to make that or to take that opportunity to come to the council, to contact you and to give you those ideas and talk to you about those things.
And exactly. And I think also, again, going back to that, we'd like their thoughts, not just when they're angry about something, but you know, and going back to the questions that people have as far as everybody gets a better reception if they ask questions from that inquisitive tone rather than the accusatory tone, because sometimes people just lock up when that happens, and we're all human, and maybe I do that too.
Well, you didn't do it today, Dwayne, if that means anything. Mr. Heinrich, if anybody has any questions, do you have any way they can contact you, or will you have office hours and everything like that established sometime?
I have been advised, and I am in the process of getting a new email address for the city, and I don't have that up right now. I certainly have shared my current email address in the newspapers and everything else, and my cell phone number is 269-1128, and I will do my best to return calls on that. So I'm looking forward to the job, and I really like Jamestown. I mentioned that it was one of the reasons that I decided to run. And I think a closing thing, Jamestown has faced a lot of adversity over the last 30 years with businesses closed, the railroad going away, things like that. And Jamestown really has done a remarkable job of dealing with those problems. Doesn't mean that all of our problems are solved, but to have more people working in Jamestown today than ever in history, with some of the adversities we've faced, does speak very highly about the primarily, I would have to say, the people of the community.
Absolutely. I agree with that. So, Mr. Heinrich, Dwayne Heinrich, again, mayor-elect, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you very much.